Well, first off, I don't think the engineer knows that you don't have to raise a house to replace a...
No, the engineer said you don't have to raise the house. He wants to raise the house.
No, he said, according to that question, you don't have to raise the house if you use concrete piers. You don't have to raise the house if you use wooden piers.
Okay.
I had seven of them replaced in my own home many years ago when I did own a home in Galveston. What happens is you'll have to chip the concrete around the pier you want to replace, and then you water inject into the sand, and you actually stick those pilings way down, put them in place, push them up against the house, they shore them, and then the sand dries out, and it's a suction that keeps that piling in place. For every foot up, you go a foot down. So if you just want to replace the rotten ones with a new 0.6 pressure treated, that would be the best way to go and the cheapest way to go. And if you already have insurance, there's no reason for you to raise the house, unless they're telling you you have to get insurance. If you want to do that, that literally means you have to get cranes out there to lift the house up, and then if the whole house is lifted, you might as well just put new wooden ones in. It's not a big deal. But as far as most cases down there, you just replace the rotten ones, the wooden ones, and they're very simple to replace. I think I paid $550 a pier when I did it.
It's a while back.
Yeah, it's probably more like 1,000 now. That was 10 years ago. But
yeah, they came by horse.
But I don't think if you have a house down there and you have insurance, there's no reason to raise it.